Great phylloxera is a multivoltine insect that has several parthenogenetic generations per year and towards per summer, and then towards the end of the summer, alates emerge, which lay male and female eggs that hatch, mate, and lay an overwintering egg. Great phylloxera can also overwinter as crawlers on the roots. There's been a shift to wine grapes in the Ozarks from table and juice grapes, and many of these wine grape cultivars are very susceptible to great phylloxera, and less than 2% of the acreage is planted on great phylloxera resistant rootstocks. Here I've highlighted two nodosities. This is the damage that great phylloxera causes on root hairs. On the left is a resistant rootstock, what the roots should look like. And great phylloxera can also cause tuberosities on the suberized roots of great phylloxera, of grapevines. Root feeding in some cases can lead to vine death. Secondary pathogenic fungi enter the feeding wounds of the great phylloxera, kill off the root system and eventually the entire vine. But we haven't seen any grapevine death due to great phylloxera in the Ozarks. However, we have seen damage due to the foliar form of great phylloxera in the Ozarks. And on the right is a galled leaf, a severely galled leaf, and on the left it's smooth, and that's what it should look like. So we need a decision-making protocol to time the insecticide sprays of the foliar crawlers from galling the leaves too much. Excessive galling can reduce crop yield and crop quality, and can also, if severe enough, cause leaf drop. So there have been some degree day models done in labs by Belcari and Antonelli, Grenette and Timber, and Fisher and Albright. And we used some of their models to get the basis for our degree day model in the field. These are mostly just lab tested, and they have not been tested in the field successfully. So that's what we were trying to do in the Ozarks. Some of the current management tactics include insecticides for the foliar form, and for the root form, the most efficient and effective way is a rootstock to control the root phylloxera. And there's a possibility for compost tea to lessen root death due to beneficial microbial interactions, but that has not been proven or disproven yet. So my objectives were to determine the seasonal biology of the phylloxera on the trunk, canes, and the phylloxera emerging from the soil in the Ozarks, and then to use that data to develop a degree day model for foliar phylloxera to aid in making management decisions. I had three locations for my experimental sites, one in Altus, Arkansas, Purdy, Missouri, and St. James, Missouri. And in Purdy, Missouri, we had two rows of five vines each at 5 meter intervals from the perimeter. In Altus and St. James, we had 10 vines in one row at 5 meter intervals from the perimeter. To capture phylloxera emerging from the soil, we used an aluminum band pressed into the soil with a sticky trap, sticky side down on the top. We also had aerial traps with a horizontal and vertical axis to see if there was any difference there to catch the aerial form of great phylloxera in the late summer. And we put them close to the vines underneath the foliage. We also had sticky tape traps that we wrapped around the bottom and top of the trunks and around the canes. And we replaced all these traps, the aerial traps, the soil emergence, and the sticky tapes, once a week, and took them back to the lab to count the crawlers and alates under a stereo microscope. We used a watchdog system to collect weather data and rainfall data. And for my results, the gray phylloxera on Norton in 2006 had emergence around 300 degree days for the first crawlers, and a second generation around 900 degree days. On the left is the axis for the orange line, and on the right is the axis for the green and blue lines. In 2007, we had first emergence around 900 degree days for the crawlers, and then for the alates, the first emergence was around 1600 degree days. On this graph, the right axis are the alates, and the left axis are the crawlers per centimeter of tape. And in Altus, in that same year, we got emergence of crawlers at 861, and the first alates at 2001, so this is getting pretty similar results so far. In 2008, in Altus, we had emergence around 961 for the first crawlers and 2,424 for the first alates. In 2008, at St. James, we had a different cultivar here, Norton. All the other sites were Vignole in 2007. And in Norton, we see an earlier emergence of crawlers at 548 degree days was our first catch, and alates at 1600 degree days. So in summary, in 2007 and 2008 for the Altus and Purdy sites, we had emergence from about 850 to 950 degree days, and the alates around 2000 to 2400 degree days. St. James was very different. It had much earlier catches of crawlers and alates. For some reason, we noticed that the Norton cultivars had several stem mother galls, but we could not find any on the Vignole. On any of the years, we couldn't find any stem mother galls on Vignole. So there's a cultivar difference there, and we're not exactly sure what's happening with that, but we'd like to find out. For the future, we'd like to validate these cumulative degree days for each cultivar and have a good emergence model for predicting the crawler emergence. And I'd like to thank the following people. Any questions? When to spray insecticide? Repeat the question. The question was, do we expect these degree days to be used for telling the grower when to put traps out or spray or what? And I would expect the model to help growers know when to spray an insecticide or an antifeedant or something to prevent foliar galling. I wouldn't expect them to trap grape phylloxera. I don't think that would be efficient or effective. Does that answer your question?
Yes.